Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk, and I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, ladies and gentlemen, Britain, Great Britain. Oh, hold on a second. Purple. Anyways, Great Britain, they done dug up a 10,000-year-old skeleton, stoners. They done dug up a 10,000-year-old skeleton. Now, for about a good maybe 2-3 years, the powers that be, you know, with their scientific evidence, made it seem like that man had long, straight, wavy hair, and his skin was Caucasian, you know, I guess because he was from Britain, you know. But, you know, because of technology we have today, they did DNA reconstruction on it, and they found out that he had actually frizzy hair, almost a fro, but it was very wild. He also had blue eyes. He had a pigmentation in his eye where he lost his color and he got blue eyes, but his skin was as dark as the night. Let me explain something to you people, and I'm not talking to my stoners, I'm talking to you people who just, even though it's in books, it's everywhere, from the monuments that we seen, that we dug up, you know, from the statues that they create, you know, you can put a spin on it as much as you want. And please believe me, this is not a we're better than you race thing. It's really not. But the black man and woman were the first people on this planet. It is documented fact. The very first body, the oldest body, was found in Africa. And now the oldest body found in Great Britain, which is 97% white. The oldest body they found, the oldest skeletons, I'm sorry, they found there belonged to a black man. We conquered this world. We were travelers. If you ever seen the movie Moana, that's what Africans were before Africa was named Africa. Africa actually came from a Caesar named Africanus. I could be pronouncing that wrong, stoners, but Africanus, and he conquered Africa and named it Africa, you know. But before that, it had many names. One of the names was Kush, and during this time, Kush was where you went to get all your wealth, gold, diamonds. It was the richest. So what the black man did was, let's go see what else is out there and bring this beauty that we know, the knowledge that we know, and the values that we have. Let's bring it around the world. And that's what we did. We settled everywhere. That's why every statue you see, the oldest statues, have some resemblance to what a black man has. Big nose, big lips. Our features are everywhere, from China to Africa, from Great Britain to Africa, from Canada to Africa, because we were the first there. Now, it's a totally different, whole different conversation about how the white man came about. It's biblical. It's very long and it's detailed. Please tune in to my podcast talk show, Stoner Talk, on YouTube, and I'll explain that. That's going to be the first podcast I drop. But they just found the oldest black man. I bring this up today, stoners, because I want all our black people to know, yes, we struggle. We've been through it all. But understand that we are kings and queens. And the right step to taking our world back is being better than what you are today. I don't care if you're a Fortune 500 business owner. Black people unite. And as always, stoners unite.